Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You know, I wanted to take some time today to talk about virtualization security, given the VMworld trade show recently took place. And there was a lot of buzz coming out of this show regarding securing virtual environments. You know, what's the main concern here, I guess, with securing the virtual network?
Well, there are a couple concerns. One of them actually is users misunderstanding the difference between virtualization and security. Virtualization in and of itself is not security and can actually lead to a less secure environment.
Okay.
Because you're kind of putting all your eggs into one basket when you virtualize multiple machines and have them all in the same physical machine.
Yep.
So if a user thinks that they're gaining security by virtualization, they're really misleading themselves. Virtualization is great for saving energy, for being more green. It can be very, very good for helping to manage multiple machines, but it's not security itself. And the example I like to use is if you're using a virtual machine and you get a keystroke logger installed on it, and then you open up your browser and go to your online bank site and log in, well, it's real money that you're going to lose.
Right.
So I was at a security conference at Microsoft, actually, and one of their leading virtualization developers was saying, actually, when you use virtualization and have many machines on the same server, there is a little decrease in your overall security. So you have to be careful what kinds of applications and machines you put together on the same virtualized environment.
You know, I had an email come in to askeset@eset.com from Steve, who is an IT manager at I guess he says he has about 30 employees in his organization, and they're thinking of virtualizing their environment. You know, what should he do to secure that environment, and what should he look for in terms of security for a virtual network?
You know, it's a really good idea to read the variety of resources available to read up on the virtualization issues and security issues. Education cannot be overemphasized. You're
right.
Still going to want all of the traditional security measures. You're going to want, you know, a hardware firewall that's protecting the virtual machine, as well as personal firewalls within each of the virtual computers in most cases, perhaps not in all, but in most cases. You're going to want, you know, levels of security. You're going to want anti-malware software because malware frequently will run just fine in virtual environments, although in some cases, malicious software will detect that it's running in a virtual environment and then refuse to do what it normally would do. So occasionally you can gain a benefit inadvertently, but you don't want the malware there in the first place. It indicates that there's a problem in your security measures.
Now, is it as easy to protect a virtual environment as it is a physical network, or not yet?
For the most part, it's as easy, but you have to understand that you're reducing your security level by having multiple machines in the same virtualized server. So just like using the same password for multiple accounts is dangerous, having the same virtual machine with a bunch of servers on it or workstations on it is somewhat analogous to using the same password in multiple locations.
Right. So do you see this as an area where folks know there's some security risk involved or not?
I think right now a lot of people mistake virtualization for security, and generally, security is not the right reason to go to virtualization. If you want to use virtualization to enhance security, then you have to understand certain techniques that need to be used to achieve that. For example, I use a product called Sandbox IE, where it kind of virtualizes the browser, but I religiously empty the sandbox between websites. And, you know, that's one of the fundamental issues with Google's Chrome browser is they're sandboxing tabs. However, if you use the same tab for multiple sites, you decrease the effectiveness of the virtualization, the sandboxing.
Well, Randy, I definitely appreciate you taking time to speak with us about this topic. I think that's extremely beneficial as more and more organizations are looking to virtual networks and virtual environments. If you have any questions for Randy, please feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.